don't think so, Ms. Turner. Probably. Or people came to call it the Mott transition. Vermont needed something to distinguish the Anderson transition from the Mott transition. He called the mobility edge and the metal insulator transition associated with the mobility edge the Anderson transition. Ignite his own transition, and so he accepted the one that the rest of us had been. It requires taste and judgment, but it also requires the feeling that a lot can, you know, knowing that a lot can go wrong with experiments. When you see that one substance is a metal and another is an insulator, that difference isn't something that some experimentalist can make a mistake on. I mean, it's clear. If it's shiny, it's a metal. If it's if it's transparent, it's an insulator. It isn't quite like that in the case of various substances, but it was like black and white. Modern era, when I'm worrying about ITC superconductors, these are very complex materials. The number of mistakes you can make in analyzing them is legion, infinite. You need a great deal more experience and subtlety in understanding what experimentalists are telling you. There's another problem is that thanks to the success of the Bell Labs style, the Bell Labs method of working in teams of experimentalists and theorists together, that there is a tendency for every paper to have its own theoretical interpretation. You have to be very watchful to make sure that either the experimentalist himself or the theorist he works with hasn't biased the presentation of the data. Very few people fake data, but very many people bias the presentation to bring out the points, the critical interpretation they make. My advice to young theorists is always, don't look at what the experimentalist says about his data. Look at the actual points. Look at the actual experimental data. And then you, more than half the time, or not more than half the time, but a very appreciable fraction of the time, you will find that the points on his graphs don't say what the experimentalist says they say. Do not be interpretable in some entirely different way.